Blog Talk Radio.
Glory to the Most High Jah, Rastafari, King of Kings, Lords of Lords, conquering Lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of God. Light of the world is these Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie. Protect my son David as he travel this lonely path. Steer my son far from bloody men who surround him with opinions sharp as daggers. Bless him with a vision to distinguish friends from foes. Bless his listeners with understanding and patience. Remind the critics that all judgment belongs to thee. May the words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy presence.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren.
Book of Yom HaMishpat. It is the fifth day of the week, and we do have a Tehillim that is recited in the fifth day of the week, found in chapter 81, and again it will be recited also in Hebrew. Let's begin. Ramnazeha Al Hagetit La Asof Haninu Lelohim Uze Haru Lelohe Yaakov Su Zemra Utnetof Kino Naim El Navel Tiku Vahoresh Shofa Bakese ליום חגי כי חוך לישראל הוא משפט לאלוהי יעקב עדות בהוסף שם בזית על ועד מזרעים שפת לא ידעתי אשמע Hasiroti misavel shikim kape midud taavona. Badzara karata vaachalze im basita raam echam alme mriva sela. Shema ame veeda Ba Yisrael im Tishmale Lo Yiye V El Za Vilo Tishtahave Lel Neha Anoke Yahava Elohe Hamaal Me'ered Mizraim Hahefpe Va'amale ולא שמע עמי לקולה ויזרעאל לא אבלה. ואשכה בשרירות לבה יקום במועה זאת. לו עמי שומע לי יזרעאל biroke yahaleko timat oeve aknea val zoe ashiv yadi mazane yahava yakahashulo vihe ita lolam vaya akile mehalev Heta umizu devash asbe.
Psalm 81.
Mizmor pe alef lamnatzeya al hagittit le asaf.
Sing aloud unto God our strength. Uzenu.
Harninu l'Elohim uzenu.
Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. God of Jacob.
L'Elohe Yaakov. Hari'u l'Elohe Yaakov.
Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me. There shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways! I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. But their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat, and with honey out of the rock should I have satisfied,
Mm. Many are calling, no? Mm. Many are calling, but few are choosing.
Be still, all ye enemies of Jah, and know that the Lord God, Jah the Almighty, shall wound the head of your enemies. Jah, Rastafari, and he will not be the first. So let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him to flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. For let the righteous be glad, let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God, sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth on the heavens by his name. Jah, Rastafari, Ali Selassie the first, our Father, strength and Redeemer, who lives and rules and reigns over all living things. A Father of the fatherless and a Judge of the widows is God in his holy habitation. God setteth the solitary in families. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains, for the rebellious dwell in dry land. O God, Rastafari, Ali Selassie, Father, strength and Redeemer, when thou wentest forth before thy people, when thou did march through the wilderness, Selah, the earth shook, the heavens also dropped at the presence of God. But even Shinai itself was moved at the presence of God, Rastafari, Ali Selassie first, the God of Israel. Though, O God, Rastafari, Ali Selassie, our Father, strength and Redeemer, did send a plentiful rain, whereby thou didst confirm thine inheritance when it was weary. Thy congregation hath dwelt therein. Though, O God, Rastafari, Ali Selassie, our Father, strength and Redeemer, hath prepared of thy goodness for the poor. The Lord God, Jah the Almighty, Ali Selassie, our Father, strength and Redeemer, gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. Kings of armies did flee apace, and she that tarried at home divided the spoil. Though ye have lain among the flocks, yet shall ye be as the wings of a dove covered with silver, and her feathers with yellow gold. When the Almighty God Jerusalem, Eli Selassie, our Father, Strength and Redeemer, scattered kings in it, it was white as snow in Salmon. The hill of God, Jerusalem, Eli Selassie, our Father, Strength and Redeemer, is as the hill of Bashan, and high hill as the hill of Bashan, why leave ye high hills? This is the hill which God, Jerusalem, Eli Selassie, the first desireth to dwell in. Yea, the Lord God, the Almighty, Eli Selassie, our Father, Strength and Redeemer, will dwell in it forever. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of angels. The Lord God, the Almighty, Eli Selassie, your Father, Strength and Redeemer, is among them, as in Shinai, in the holy place. Thou hast ascended on high, thou hast led captivity captive, thou hast received gifts for man, yea, for the rebellious also. That the Lord God, the Almighty, Eli Selassie, your Father, Strength and Redeemer, might dwell among them. Blessed be the Almighty God, Jerusalem, Eli Selassie, our Father, Strength and Redeemer, who daily leadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation, Selah. He that is our God is the God of salvation. And unto God, Jerusalem, Eli Selassie, our Father, Strength and Redeemer, the Lord belongeth to the issues from death. But the Lord God, the Almighty, Eli Selassie, our Father, Strength and Redeemer, shall wound the head of his enemies, and hear his scalp of such an one as goeth unsteal in his trespasses.
The Lord said, I will bring again from Bashan, I will bring my people again from the depths of the sea, that thy foot may be dipped in the blood of thine enemies, and the tongue of thy dogs in the same. They have seen thy goings, O God, even the goings of my God, my King, in the sanctuary. The singers went before, the players on instruments followed after, among them were the damsels playing with timbrels. Bless ye God in the congregations, even the Lord, from the fountain of Israel. There is little Benjamin with their ruler, the princes of Judah and their councils, the princes of Zebulun and the princes of Naphtali. Thy God hath commanded thy strength. Strengthen, O God, that which thou hast wrought for us. Because of thy temple at Jerusalem shall kings bring presents unto thee. Rebuke the company of spearmen, the multitude of the bulls with the calves of the people, till everyone submit himself with pieces of silver. Scatter thou the people that delight in war. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. Oh, sing praises unto the Lord. Selah. Selah, Selah, Selah. To him that rideth upon the heavens of heavens, which were of old, lo, he doth send out his voice, and that a mighty voice. Ascribe ye strength unto God. His excellency is over Israel, and his strength is in the clouds. O God, thou art terrible out of thy holy places. The God of Israel is he that giveth strength and power unto his people. Blessed be God. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad, let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God, sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Yah.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments, and elaborate on.
Rights of nation, rights of men that start a nation. When the righteous man move and only do them plan, but so I wipe them out one by one. So, wanna think of the happy it all? Oh no, no happy at all. Just so, telling a brimstone and no one. Wanna think of the happy it all? Oh no, no happy at all. Wanna fight against the righteous and fall, and this and divided by himself shall never fall. And up by Saint Peter and up by Saint Paul, his 20 black buckles sitting on the wall. And that color like the one on the black buckle ball. 40 degrees, the real trying to rule us all. Black man stand up and be counted, so your name shall be called. With a respect that they gonna now pray for ball. So shall come with the whole of them with a lightning ball. Wanna think of the happy day. Who no no have it at all? Wanna fight against the righteous and fall? Wanna think of the happy it all? Who no no have it at all? Shabba Africa stone and when no think of no old man joy, if no old man wet. And when the righteous move the heat, then start to burn. Shabba grant and the right and then it's up on the left. In a everything me do, me just do me best. Tell them think them have it all, but them no have it at all. And I bring stone and no one. Don't think of no happy at all. Oh no, no happy at all. Oh no, fight against the righteous and fall. All righteous people me say no welcome. When the Eden a move, no just shine fire burn. Read up the Bible, the Eden have to run. Father, if it's thy will, let it be done. If it's not thy will, they cannot have fun. Pardon, please, pardon, bring down the kingdom. Don't think of no happy day. Oh no, no happy at all. Just is gonna bring stone and no one. I'm a thing gonna happy at all. Oh no, no happy at all. Oh no, fight against the righteous and fall. And nation divided by itself shall ever fall. And up by Saint Peter and up by Saint Paul. It's 20 black battles sitting on the wall. And that color cry the one of the black battle fall. 40 degrees the real time to rule us all. Black man stand up and be counted, so your name shall be called. We no respect that the gun, we no pray for ball. Chacha shall come with the whole of them with a lightning ball. We no think of heavy it all. Oh no, no heavy at all. Chacha is gonna bring stone and no one. We no think of heavy it all. Oh no, no heavy at all. We no fight against the righteous and fall. We no think of no old man dry, yes, no old man wet. And when the righteous move the heat, then start to fret. Shabba exalt itself in righteousness. And I pray for my nation, deal with more to get than this. Oh, no thing gonna happen at all. Oh, no, no happen at all. Just is gonna break down and no one. Oh, no thing gonna happen at all. Oh, no, no happen at all. The righteous shall never fall. Righteousness exalt a nation. Me tell the evil man, say them the change them plan. Get out of them way, cause them a Babylon in suit of brutality, hunger to kill you, man. Oh, no thing gonna happen at all. Oh, no, no happen at all. Churches gonna break stone and wall. African tears, African a ball. African unite together, one hand all. If we unite, we have a jolly good ball. And the only way we can kill Babylon wall. Oh, no thing gonna happen.
He that know the right and do the wrong shall be spanked with many strides. When the Eden come, your children step wide. Even though they make mention of them and those, they will never be friends. You know why? You know why? Yes. Them have the heart of a pagan. The children of the heart of a lion, I know. Evil a move with Satan. Righteous trod in the countenance of the Almighty One. Them have the heart of demons. The children of the heart of a lion, I know.
I'm Elijah Muhammad, the preacher of freedom, justice, and equality. To my people, here in the Western Hemisphere, in the United States of America, who has been lost from their own people for 400 years. Now they have been found by Almighty God, Allah. In the person of
Kadamawi,
the whom praises do for
out in the street, they call it.
Discipleship Radio.
In the street, they call it.
Discipleship Radio.
John Jose. Yeah, man.
He that know the right and do it wrong shall be spanked with many stripes. When the heathen have come, your children step wise. Even though they make mention of them and those,
fire
them never be friends.
Fire burn.
You know why? You know why? Yes. Them have the heart of a pagan. Your children have the heart of a lion, I know. Evil a move with Satan. Righteous shod in the countenance of the Almighty One. Them have the heart of demons. The children have the heart of a lion, I know. Evil a move with Satan. Righteous walk in the countenance of the Almighty One. Poor people see hostility rising daily. Ignorant multiply brutality. We I see daddy run gone left mommy. We struggle the hard road with fight beginning. Our I see baby has been baby. Nothing that happen now do not seem to amaze way. We know that is the fulfillment of prophecy. Our I see them no build school is church and thing. Church, church, the penitentiary never empty. Still playing a mental trick on me. Listen, you check you and me check me. And let's bring more love in the black community. Them are the heart of a pagan. The children of the heart of a lion, I know. Evil a move with Satan. Righteous walk in the countenance of the Almighty One, no. Them are the heart of demons. The children of the heart of a lion, I know. Evil a move with Satan. Righteous walk in the countenance of the Almighty One. Respect the father of the prophet Moses and Abraham. You have to respect the father of Jacob and Solomon. Respect the creator of many nations. He made the birds, he made the beasts, the fishes of the ocean. And fastened them to yonder with his mighty. And he made the man, he made woman, children, the future of the land. So who is you to disrespect the creator, man? 72 nations bow down and crown him conquering one. It will be beautiful in the sight of God, the Holy One. To see the unification of my nation. Them have the heart of a pagan.
Watch that.
The children have the heart of a lion, I know. Evil a move with Satan. Righteous walk in the countenance of the Almighty One. Them have the heart of demons. The children have the heart of a lion, I know. Evil a move with Satan. Righteous walk in the countenance.
presence of the Almighty. What for people see? Hostility rising daily. Ignorant multiply brutality. We I see daddy run gone left mommy to struggle the hard road with five bikini. Our I see baby have been baby. Nothing that happened no do not seem so amazing. We know that is the fulfillment of prophecy. Our I see them not build school is church and penitentiary. Church a church a dead the penitentiary never empty. Still playing a mental trick on me. Believe me, them at the heart of a pagan. So children at the heart of a lion I know.
Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not.
Here, the Rastafari podcast here for Thursday, Upper Room of Zion. We have today's daily psalm, Psalm 46. Daily psalm, Psalm 46, a very interesting psalm right here. Just had uploaded a vid speaking about the gender of the soul. It's based on a comparison, like to share the comparison with today's daily psalm 46 and the previous psalm, Psalm 45. We're going to ride up with the Aliyah here for day five. Day four and day five is connected here in the audio at the midway day. And so we've crossed the midway day. We got the fifth day, Friday coming forward, TJIF, the Eve, and the seventh here for this 18th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. So right here, once again, the fourth and the fifth Aliyah for the fourth day here, transitioning here into the fifth day. And moving forward to the full of the Shabuah right here.
Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong.
Shabbat Strong.
Shabbat Strong.
Shabbat Strong.
Shabbat Strong.
Shabbat Strong.
Shem Av Wahabein Ruach HaKadosh. Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. Glory be. We're going to ride up here for this.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
And hear, Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear for the Revi'i, hear for the fourth Aliyah, for this Shabbat Mishpatim, Sabbath Judgments. Here, picking up the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus chapter 22, here at verse 28, here from the Sefer Shemot, here from the Sefer, the Book of the Names, Exodus chapter 22, here at verse 28, for the Revi'i, the fourth Aliyah, fourth reading here, fourth of offering for this Shabbat Mishpatim, Sabbath Judgments. Elohim, lo, tik, alel, with Nasi bi amika lo taor. Thou shalt not revile the gods, nor curse the ruler of thy people, of the I people. Elohim lo tikalel wi nasi bi amika lo taor. Thou shalt not revile Elohim, the true good, the true God. Elohim lo tikalel. Thou shalt not revile the Elohim. Thou shalt not revile Elohim, the judges. Elohim lo tikalel. We nasi b'amika lo taor. Nor curse a ruler of thy people. The nasi, we nasi. And the ruler, we nasi b'amika lo taor. Nor curse the ruler of thy people. Thou shalt not delay to offer the first of thy ripe fruits and of thy liquors. The firstborn of thy sons shalt thou give to me. Likewise shalt thou do with thine oxen, with thy sheep. 7 days it shall be with his dam, with his mother. On the eighth day thou shalt give it me, thou shalt give it I. And ye and yom shall be holy men, set apart men to me. Neither shall ye y'all eat flesh torn of beasts in the field. Ye y'all shall cast it to the dogs. The dogs, the dogs, the dogs. Hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Hear, 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 Gevil Yisrael. Hear, second book of Moshe, Hebrew book that is called Exodus. Exodus chapter 23. Lo, tisa, lo tisa, shema'a, shav, ala, taset, yadika, aim, rasha, lihiyota, aid, hamas. Thou shalt not rise a false report. Lo, tisa, shema'a, shav. Thou shalt not raise a false report, nor put thine hand with the wicked. Al tasheta yadika aim rasha. Put not thine hand with the wicked to be an unrighteous witness. Lihiyot aid hamas. Thou shalt not utter a false report. Lo tisa shema'a shav. Put not thy hand, thy yard, with the wicked, with the ratchet. Allah tasheta yadika aim rasha, to be an unrighteous witness. Lihiyota aid hamas, to be a witness of violence. Thou shalt not follow a multitude to evil, neither shalt thou the eye speak in a cause to decline after many to rest. To wrestle judgment. Neither shalt thou countenance a poor man in his cause. If I meet thine enemy's ox or his ass going astray, thou shalt surely bring it back to him again. If I see the ass of him that hateth thee lying under his burden and wouldest forbear to help him, thou shalt surely help with him. And hear. Shema Yisrael, here for the Hamishi, here for the Hamishi Aliyah, here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Mishpatim, Sabbath Judgment. Here picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus, Exodus chapter 23, here at verse 6, for the Hamishi, here for the fifth Aliyah, the fifth reading, the fifth Aliyah, the fifth up offering up here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Mishpatim, Sabbath Judgment. Here from the Sefer Shemot, Hebrew book of Exodus, Exodus 23 and 6. Lo, tateh mishpot evyonika. Lo, tateh mishpot evyonika. Rivo. Lo, tateh mishpot evyonika. Rivo. Thou, the eye, shalt not wrestle the judgment of thy poor in his cause. Lo tateh mishpat evyonika de'rivo. The eye thou shall not wrestle the judgment of thy poor evyonika de'rivo in his cause. Keep thee far from a false matter, and the innocent and righteous slay thou not, for I will not justify the wicked, the ratchet. And thou shalt take no gift, for the gift blindeth the wise and perverteth the words of the righteous. Also, thou shalt not oppress, thou shalt not downpress a stranger, for y'all know the heart of a stranger, seeing y'all were strangers in the land of Mitzrayim, in the land of Egypt. Ha Torah, the Torah, the law. Second item, Ha Mishpatim, the judgments. The Mishpatim, the judgments. The land and Hashabbat, and the Sabbath. Verse 10. And 6 years thou shalt sow thy land and shalt gather in the fruits thereof. But the seventh year thou shalt let, shall make it rest and lie still, that the poor of thy people may eat, and what they leave the beasts of the field shall eat. In like manner, thou shalt deal with thy vineyard, with thy olive yard. 6 days thou shalt do thy work. 6 days thou shalt do thy work, and on the seventh day thou shalt rest, that thine ox and thine ass may rest, and the son of thy handmaid and the stranger may be refreshed. And in all that I have said to you, be circumspect, and make no mention of the name of other Elohim, of other gods, neither let it be heard out of thy mouth. The 3 national feasts, unleavened bread, first fruits in gathering. Verse 14. 3 times thou shalt keep a feast to me, in the year in the Shana. Thou shalt keep the feast of unleavened bread. Thou shalt eat unleavened bread 7 days, as I commanded thee, in the time and the hour appointed of the month of the moon Abib. For in it thou camest me Mitzrayim, out of Mitzrayim, out of Egypt, and no one shall appear before me, before I empty. And the feast of harvest, the first fruits of thy labors, which that thou hast sown in the field, and the feast of ingathering, in the end of the year, when thou hast gathered in thy labors out of the field, 3 times in the year all thy males shall appear, all thy males shall appear before Ha Adon Yahuwah Elapenei Ha Adon Yahuwah shall appear before the Adon. Thou shalt not offer the blood of my sacrifice with leavened bread, neither shall the fat of my sacrifice remain until the morning, until the bokeh. The first of the first fruits of thy land thou shalt bring into the house, the bait of Yahuwah Eloheka, of Jehovah thy Elohim. Thou shalt not seize a kid in his mother's milk.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord. What desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God.
Be still and know that His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I of Ethiopia, is the Almighty.
I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us.
Haile Selassie I.
The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah, 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 Selah,
Selah. Real Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I of Ethiopia is the Almighty.
Could you explain to people exactly what it means being a Rastafarian? Could you explain to people exactly what it means being a Rastafarian? To understand. Could you explain to people exactly what it means being a Rastafarian?
I would say to the people, man, be still. And know that His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I of Ethiopia, is the Almighty. Now, anyone have anything to say, come up, come and say it, Lord, make me hear what I have to say. Now, the Bible says so, Babylon newspaper says so, and I and I, the children, say so. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't see what kind of more reveal our people want more God for reveal to them. What them want? They want a white God. Well, God come black.
Mm-hmm. You know, listen, Bob.
Choo-choo.
Yeah, but listen, you know, a lot of people.
Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Selah. Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah.
መዝሙር 45 በቅንፍ 46 ለመዘምራን አለቃ ስለሚስጢር የቆሬ ልጆች መዝሙር አምላካችን መጠጊያችንና ኃይላችን ባገኘን በታላቅ መከራም ረዳታችን ነው ስለዚህ ምድር ብትነው አወጥ ተራሮችም ወደ ባህር ልብ ቢወሰዱ አንፈራ ውሆቻቸው ጮሁ ተናወጡም ተራሮችም ከኃይሉ የተነሳ ተናወጡ የወንዝ ፈሳሾች እግዚአብሔርን ከተማ ደስ ያሰኛሉ ልዑል ማደሪያውን ቀደሰ እግዚአብሔር በመካከሏ ነው አትናወጥም እግዚአብሔር ፈጥኖ ይረዳታል። አህዛብ ተናወጡ፣ መንግስታትም ተመለሱ። እርሱ ቃሉን ሰጠ፣ ምድርም ተንቀጠቀጠች። የሰራዊት ጌታ ከኛ ጋር ነው፣ ያዕቆብ አምላክ መጠጊያችን ነው። የእግዚአብሔርን ሥራ በምድር ያደረገውንም ታምራት እንድታዩ ኑ። እስከ ምድር ዳርቻ ድረስ ጦርነትን ይሽራል፣ ቀስትን ይሰብራል፣ ጦርንም ይቆርጣል፣ በሳትም ጋሻን ያቃጥላል። እረፉ፣ እኔም አምላክ እንደሆንኩ ወቁ። በአሕዛብ ዘንድ ከፍ ከፍላለሁ፣ በምድርም ላይ ከፍ ከፍላለሁ። የሰራዊት ጌታ ከኛ ጋር ነው፣ ያዕቆብ አምላክ መጠጊያችን።
Still and know that I am God. I am God.
I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. And also from the Metzhav Kedus, from the Book of the Seven Seals, the Authorized, Revised, Amharic Bible. Today's daily psalm is Mezmore Dawit, Psalm of David, Arva Sadist, Psalm 46. Now the superscription, that's a little small type that you find in the better Bibles before the verse, the first verse. It says, to the chief musician for the sons of Korah, a song upon, it says, Alamot, or Elamot, Alamot, Alamot. Now, here in the Scofield Study Bible, it has soprano, because the word alma means a virgin, soprano. So some have thought that alamot, the superscription, has to do with soprano, whether voices or, you know, a temple choir of maybe sisters or daughters singing antiphony to the shemanit. The shemanit is the eighth. The eighth is a male tone or the octave, the male choir. Now, at least in the ancient most times and in the Tabernacle of David, that was not so, because there were not female singers within the temple. That's just how it was. So there's another interpretation of this word alamot or elamot, and we have this here in the Midrash for Psalm 46, for the leader of the sons of Korah upon alamot or elamot, a song, which is the first verse Hebraically. The word alamot or elamot, elamot, means hidden things, hidden things. This is to be considered in the light of the verse from Job 9 and 10. Who doeth great things, past finding out, yea, marvelous things that cannot be told? No man can tell the great things and the marvelous works of HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He. And so, in Psalm 136 and 4, it reads, to him who alone, all one alone, doeth great wonders. What can alone imply? Except that Elohim, Exiavir, the Sustainer, the true good, the true God, alone knows what he does for thee, for the I and I and I and I. Even so, the sons of Korah, the B'nai Korah, said, upon Alamot, upon Alamot, or Elamot, which means hidden things, in its true meaning. It could have two possible meanings, so we have to decide which is the correct meaning according to the context. The things we saw, saith the sons of Korah, are hidden, and we do not understand what we saw. And here in the Metzav Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals of His Imperial Majesty, brings out the true Targum, or the true interpretation. It reads, Le mezemran aleka, to the chief musician, La menatziach in the Hebrew, Sile mistir, concerning a mystery, Sile mistir, concerning a mystery or a secret. The word mistir, some might tell you, oh, woo, that's a Greek word. But actually, a lot of things in the Greek actually come from Hebrew. Mistir come from satar, mistatir. Mistatir in the Hebrew, mistar means
something that is secret, something that is hidden. So here in the Metzav Kedus, the book of the seven seals of his imperial majesty, that book of the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, the superscription says Sila Mistir instead of Al-Lamot. Al-Lamot. Al-Lamot means that which is hidden. One of the meanings, one of the three meanings. Schofield says soprano, soprano, or virgin from the Hebrew word Alma. Alma is a virgin. So some had thought that Al-Lamot or Al-Lamot meant the virgin or the soprano singers, possibly. But the context here is speaking of those hidden things, and based on the Metzav Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals of His Imperial Majesty for today's daily psalm, Mezmore Dawit, Arba, Sidis, Arba, 40, Sidis, 6, it reads, Le Mezemran Aleka, for the Mezemran, for the chanters, Aleka, leader or chief, for the chief of the chanters, of those chanting the Isis, Le Mezemran Aleka, Sila Mistir Yekore Lijoch Mezmor Yekore of Korach Lijoch, the Bnei, the sons, Mezmor, a chant, an intonation, Isis. In another comment, the phrase upon Alamot or Elamot is read upon worlds, because the word Alamot can also mean worlds. We have Alam, Alam, Olam, Alem, as we have Lezalalem, to the worlds. Alamot means upon worlds. And in this context, it's taken to mean that the Bnei Korach, the sons of Korah, Yekorei Lejoch, said, we have seen two worlds. Two worlds. What are these two worlds? The world of the righteous, of HaTzadik, of the righteous, and the world of HaRasha, the Rasha, the world of the wicked, the world of the Tzadik, and the world of the Kufu, the evil. For their eyes had seen the punishment of those who trusted, the punishment of those who trusted in their wealth and in their riches. Now this dovetails with the audio we shared of Burhan Selassie, a.k.a. Bob Marley, when he said, you know, because of the material things. So here are the sons of Korah. Who were the sons of Korah? Do you recall the previous Torah portion that was named Korach? The crazy, we call it the crazy ballhead, them crazy, crazy ballhead, because Korach can also mean, in the Hebrew, ball, ballhead. Also, it can mean cold, like cold as ice, baldhead. It was Korah and his group that sought to usurp the authority for burning the ishents, the incense, and performing the priestly service from Moshe, Moses, and Aharon. And Korah had sons, for their eyes had seen the punishment of those who trusted in their wealth and their riches, of whom it is said in Psalm 49 and 7, they that trust in their wealth and boast themselves in the multitude of their riches. In the hour of punishment, what can such men do? In the hour, even for this end time, the times of the Gentiles, this world flesh and satanic seclorum, in the hour of their punishment, what can such men and people do? Their riches. What about their riches? Oh, they're so rich. Their riches will not sustain them. As scripture says in Zephaniah chapter 1, verse 18, neither their silver nor their gold shall be able to deliver them. Nor will it help a man to say, as some people may say, well, my father was worthy, or my mommy and my pappy, they were in the church all these years, they were worthy. Behold, I shall be delivered because of him. My brother, Aki, Wendem May, Yene Wendem, I and I brother was righteous. He was tzaddik. He will be the cause of my rescue in the hour of punishment. Even Abraham, Abinu, I and I father Abraham, whom his majesty compares. He says, as Sarah was to Abraham, so was Empress Menin, Queen Menin, Etege Menin, Ketamawi to Aleta Georgis, obedient to me. Even Abraham could not deliver Ishmael. And Jacob could not deliver Esau. For scripture says, no man can by any means redeem, in Psalm 49 and 8. And how is the word how is the word to be interpreted? On the day when he sees his son or his brother punished in Gehenna, in hell, the righteous man exclaims, alas, how hard is this day, for he cannot deliver him. Hence, Psalm 49 and 9, which reads, Alas, oh, Eich, no man can by any means redeem, for too costly is the redemption of their soul. Too costly is the redemption of she, their soul. Psalm 49 and 9. The righteous, Ha-Tzadik, ask, Ha-Kadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He. Why? Why? Lama? Why? Lemon? Why? Lama? Is it so costly? Why is it so costly? And Ha-Kadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He, replies, Have I not said, Take your God, take your Elohim, your source, while He is to be had cheaply at little cost. I am He who said, Take thou no ransom, in Exodus, in Shemot 23 and 8. But I am also He who said, Give me a ransom, and I shall take it from you, as is said in Proverbs. In Proverbs, Mashal, Proverbs 17, 23, where it reads, He taketh a ransom, He taketh a ransom, He taketh a ransom from the bosom of the wicked, of the ratchet. He taketh a ransom from the bosom of the ratchet. Had the ratchet, the wicked, ha-rasha, the kufu, given it to me, given it to I during their life, I would have taken it. But now I shall not take it. Hence here, it is said, for too costly is the redemption of their psyche, of their nefesh, of their soul, of she, their soul, and must be left alone forever, must be left alone forever. The last words mean that the chance of redemption ceases. The chance of redemption ceases when they die. Ceases not for a day, nor for a year, but it ceases forever, forever. In Psalm 49 and 10, it reads, Even if a man should live forever, will he not see the pit? Even if a man should live forever, forever, will he not see the pit? What was the place where the sons of Korah, mentioned in the superscription today's daily psalm, Psalm 46, what was the place where they went? It was Sheol, a place known as Sheol, the netherworld, the Duat. They thus came to know that the wicked, according to Psalm 49 and 15, the wicked, the ratchet, are like sheep, are appointed for Sheol, for the netherworld, the anti-repatriation state, and that death is their shepherd, and that the upright go down among them in the morning. What is meant by the phrase, in the morning, in the boker, boker in the Hebrew, boker, the morning? That in the morning the righteous, the tzaddik, they go down to visit, bakar in Hebrew, bakar, to visit harasha, the ratchet, the wicked. The sons of Korah were asked, what do the righteous do there? And they answered, the righteous sing the song, even the song of today's daily psalm, Elohim is I and I refuge and help. As if to say, Elohim, Egziavihar, the sustainer of the good, the generous, the open-handed, our Father, is a very present help to us, I and I, in every trouble that comes upon us, upon I and I. For if a mortal king be petitioned, help me in my trouble, petitioning a mortal king and asking the mortal king, help me in my trouble, he will not know what to do until the man comes near him. Not so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not so, the Holy One, blessed be He. He is a very present help. He is present to help in trouble, for He is near to us, to I and I, at every trouble that comes upon us, upon I and I. As Elohim, the true good, the true God, says in Psalm 91 and 15, 90. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and bring him to honor, and bring him to honor. For ones and ones listening, we're about to go to the grace period of time to hear more of this. Please call in. Yes, I. We move forward. Look more on the Midrash, the study. This is how we seek him. Seek his word. His word is life. In Psalm 46. 60 seconds. 60 seconds, y'all. In Psalm 46, it says, Therefore will we, I and I, not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be shaken into the heart of the seas. The B'nai Korach, the sons of Korah, said, Fear not on the day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isla One, blessed be He, will shake Harasha, the ratchet, out of the earth, as is said in Job, in Eob, in Job 38 and 13, to take hold of the ends of the earth, that the wicked, the ratchet, might be shaken out of it, that the ratchet might be shaken out of her. And also in Isaiah 65 and 17, for behold, I create new heavens and a new earth. On that day, where will the righteous stand? What will be the righteous standing? Their understanding, inner standing, over, where will they stand? They will cleave to the throne of glory that is under the wings of the presence, the panim, hapanim, the wings of the face. As is said in Deuteronomy, Devarim 4 and 4, but y'all that did cleave to Yahuwah Elohim, to Jehovah Yal Elohim, are alive, every one of you this day. Just a footnote here, in case one's not familiar, the sons of Korah were the sons of a father that turned out to be a very ratchet man. He tried to overthrow Moses, Moshe, and Aaron, him and his bunch of followers in the Midbar, in the desert. But the sons did not follow. They repented of the wicked, the ratchet ways of their father. And thus, their psalms are our psalms. In today's daily psalm, Psalm 46, verse 4, the waters, a very feminine element, mind you, the waters thereof roar, they roar and foam. That is, on the day of judgment, the waters of the great deep will roar, and the wicked, the ratchet in Jah's wrath will be whirled about as is meat or food in a pot. As today's daily psalm 46 says, the river of the city of Elohim, the city of the true good, the true God, its streams, the streams make glad. For it is said in Zechariah, the prophet Zechariah 14 and 8, waters of life, waters of liberty shall go forth from Yerushalayim, from Jerusalem, which also is feminine in the Hebrew, the double helix, the sacred geometry of Scripture. Waters of life shall go forth from Yerushalayim, from Jerusalem. Elohim is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. From these words we learn what? What do we learn from these words? Elohim is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. Remember, the soul is she. Elohim is in the midst of her. Yerushalayim, the city, Zion. She shall not be moved. From these words, we learn that the whole world will be shaken and changed, as even right here, in the year after 400 years, it's being shaken and changed. But Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, the people, the true people, the consciousness of peace, as above, so below, Shalem is double peace. Yeru means ear, atmosphere. Yeru Shalem is the double ear of peace, peace with God and peace with man, the finding of the true cross, the X that marks the spot. But Yerushalayim will stand fast. Those in the Yerushalayim consciousness will stand fast, stand firm. Elohim shall help her when the morning appeareth. When the morning appeareth. Now in the KJV, the verse in Psalm 46, verse 5 reads, and that right early. When we read this Hebraically, the interpretation is, also, when the morning appeareth, the new day, the new light. That is, when Yisrael's twilight will be made as the dawn. When the once lost, now found black and brown sheep of the Beit Yisrael, when I and I twilight, getting out of this twilight zone, will be made as dawn, new day. The verse in today's daily psalm, the nations, the heathen, the nations, the Gentiles, the nations, other nationalities, the nations, they rage, the kingdoms, their governments were moved. He uttereth his voice, the earth, she melted. This describes the judgment of Harasha, of the ratchet, of the kufu, of the wicked. Yahuwah Sabaoth, Jehovah of hosts, is with I. The sons of Korach said to the righteous, fear not, we saw the miracles that he, even he who be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be the name, wrought, that he did for I and I. As is said in Bamidbar, in Numbers chapter 16, verse 32, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up and their households. And where were we, were I and I, saith the sons of Korah, in that hour, aloft in space, as is written in Numbers 26:11 in Bamidbar, the sons of Korah died not. The sons of Korah died not. Now, right here, the inspiration in I and I ear is saying, go here to the 10 words, the 10 commandments. What does it say? Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them nor serve them. For I, Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah, thy Elohim, El Kana, a zealous El, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generation of them that hate I, that hate me. But the good news for the sons of Korah is the next verse, Exodus 20:6. And shewing mercy, loving kindness, jah love, true love, and showing mercy to thousands of them that love me, that love I, and keep my commandments. What does Gormawi Nugusinages, his imperial majesty, to I and I? His advice to all is to keep the Ten Commandments. So the sons of Korah died not. They didn't follow in the ratchet way of their father. According to Rav Nehemiah, at the time the I was the earth, when she opened, and the 250 men were swallowed up, HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, made it possible for the Bnei Korach, for the sons of Korah, Yekorei Lejoch, to stand like a mast, like the mast of a ship. They stood as a sign, for it is said, what time, what Iowa, the fire devoured 250 men, they became a sign. Thus, like this, the sons of Korah said, ye, y'all righteous, fear not the terror of the day of judgment, for ye, for y'all, will not be taken with the ratchet, with the wicked, even as we, as I were not taken with them. Hence, here it is said, therefore will I not fear, though the earth she be removed. And also it is said, for the mountains may depart, and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith Yahuwah, saith Jehovah, that hath mercy on the eye, that hath loving kindness, jah love, true love, on the eye and I and I. This is from Isaiah 54:10. And here, in tune and in theme right here, the Rhema word would like to share right here, since it's a judgment theme right here, here, is I and I, sister, where your sister on the board right here? Yes, I, queen, Omega.
Judgment time. Open your eyes and stop being blind. see never rot with abundance and sign. Work hard for yours and I'll work for mine. Show some love and be kind. Stop from your crime. Tell you good and never ever get left behind. No, you run from the job. You eat up your bread and give the youth them the crumb. You drink up your wine and have all the fun. Tell me who give the people the gun. Tell me who's gonna get the fire bun. Whether from flame or it come from the sun. You would never know from whence it come. Unlike your bomb it have to bring bad fire. Yeah, escape get caught in the wire. Wicked man, full time you expire. Suck in me blood like a damn gunfire. No matter what I want, can't be thinking of ya. I will keep going higher. Higher like the one Jeremiah. Obadiah, Hezekiah, Nehemiah, Zechariah. What? Yeah, run from the judge. According to your work, you'll be paid, hey. Yeah, run from the judge. What you think, so you do, and what you say, hey. Yeah, run from the judgment. Give me no time, no time to play, hey. Yeah, run from the judge. And the rock will crush ya. Run to the hills, but it can't hide ya. No matter where you run, it'll find ya. Nowhere to go, nowhere to shelter. Judgment, I follow your life, a reminder. And I fought fight, I get wins like a grinder. Do unto others, I still have them. Do unto you. Life is a cycle and I know it's true. Anything you do, coming right back to you. Many are called, but the total of you. Make sure that you're part with the righteous crew. And never indulge up in a false view. If the eyes are true, that's at the right through. Healthy food keeps you pure and new.
Yes, God, Rastafari. So some things old, some things new. Matthew chapter 13, verse 52. Every scribe that is instructed into the kingdom. So here we share things from a couple of years ago, but it's still very true. It's how this word, building on this word right here, and the connection of today's daily psalm and the season depends on the lunar and the solar alignment and the season. So we're here in the 18th sabbatical study, but sometimes the psalm, it rises up during the 17th. But here, the 17th and the 18th is a continual theme. It's a judgment theme. It's a 10-word theme. And that audio that we just shared right there, we kind of connected on the rhema word. We heard in our ear the small, still voice. It connected with the commandments. And it's interesting because there's a build in the psalm that connects directly with the wording of the 10 words. So here, well, we have about 47 or so here. January 27th, the Gregorian calendar. I think this was 18, 19 or so. But here the message, here the word coming forward, 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 right here, every scribe, just to hear that.
And said he unto them, and said he unto them, and said he unto them. Therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven, 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 the kingdom of heaven.
Pause for a moment, because some people do some goofy stuff. Because Yeshua HaMashiach, Robeinu, he bun out, you know, the Pharisees and some of the Pharisees, Sadducees, some of the religious folks of his time, some of his fellow Israelites on some doctrinal and teaching and truth points and everything. Does not mean that he burns out the role of responsibility, you know. So scribe, you know, he said he'll send forward his own prophets and his own scribes. But some do this goofy counterfeit Christianity, Western Gentile. I guess they just came from, you know, we might actually call them, but they didn't listen attentively to the calling. Because they did listen attentively, they were. What would they hear?
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments and elaborate on hand. If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this, since it's also what I accept and follow, I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, but also actively Christian,
That's what it is. Ones are boasting the history of saints, the holy ones, the patriarchs, the righteous of previous generation, not being righteous in them generation. But hear, every scribe is instructed. Yes, I.
And said he unto them, therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven, therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder, which bringeth forth out of his treasure things new, and old.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad,
Okay, now the dating on this right here, hold on for a moment. I just like to give the date on this and see whether it still resonates. Does it still resonate in this present time? So here, this was actually recorded on January 29th, which would be the Sabbath time. But then it was, I think it was segueing from Yitro, the 17th year, to Mishpatim. So here, January 29th, 2019, looking at the 400 years. But here, this is Mishpatim, judges, and Psalm 46, verse 10. And also zooming in on the Hebrew Anoki, There's two ways Hebraically to say I, right? Or the ego, the I, right? There is the Ani, which is generally, you could say like a general, the general I, and Anoki, the more selfish or personal I. I know some people in this Western Gentile, they are selfish and, you know, may not overstand, but the more self, you know, the close to self, the personal, you know, the personal, the intimate, we could say I. There's a general I and the more intimate I. So we have Ani and Anoki, as we have in the 10 words. 10 words, the main point, highlight of the 10 words, as chanted right here.
Anochi Adonai Elohecha, lo yiye.
Pause. Anochi, Anoki, hear it again. Yes, sir.
Anochi Adonai Elohecha, lo yiyeh lecha Elohim acherim al panai. Lo tisa et shem Adonai Elohecha lashav. Zachor et yom ha-shabbat lekaddesho. Kabed et avicha ve'et immecha. Lo tirzach, lo tinaf, lo tignov, lo ta'ane ve're'acha ed shaker. Lo tachmod bet re'echa.
So the Anoki and the Elohim, and comparing it with the 17th sabbatical, Yitro or Jethro, and zooming in on the true first command. What's the first commandment people say, but it's basically one commandment, as we explained already. We'll see it in the scripts. But the King James translation says a law and commandments. But actually in the Hebrew, it says ha. Torah, it says ha is a definite article. Ha Torah, right, once before the noun. Ha Torah, right, with ha mitzvah. Some latter-day Yehudi and modern Hebrew, nowadays Hebrew is mitzvah or mitzvah, mitzvah. So it says, in the Hebrew, it says the Torah. In other words, it should be translated as the law and the commandment. And it's in the script. It's in the script where he is bringing out about the 10 words. The 10 words on the 10 tablets. It's coming forward, 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 right here, here, here. Let's see. Let me just bring this up. Let me get the verse right here. We're on the board. We're going to bring this forward, looking at the time. Patience, patience, brothers and sisters. We've got a couple of command tunes right here. Commandments, commandments. Oh, one law and one commandment. It's in the seventh aliyah of this Mishpat team, of this judgment. It's the seventh aliyah, or Exodus, Exodus chapter 24. Verse 12, again, in KJV, Exodus chapter 24, verse 12. In the King James Version, it says a law, like a singular, like a law, but really in the Hebrew is the law, but then it says and commandments. But the Hebrew is mitzvah and not mitzvot, mitzvot, mitzvot or mitzvot, right? It's mitzvah, singularity, yes, I, for the clarity right there, there, there. So the 10 words. In the Hebrew, also the Royal Amharic, the Amharic Aser Tun Kalat. In the Hebrew, Eseret, Eseret, Eser Asar, Eser Asar, Eseret HaDebarim. So here, 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 the audio. I'd like to share this right here. Shema
our calendar would bring the daily psalm to the psalm for the 27th of January.
Shalom. Shalom, Chavarim, Shalom. Just a note here in the season, 2019. To note in the season 2019, as it comes to fulfillment, and now we're beginning the 18th weekly Torah portion reading and feeding, just to note right here that the Sunday psalm, a psalm for the 27th, January 27th, you know, of course, the conversion from the Ethiopic to the Western Gentile calendar would bring the daily psalm to the psalm for the 27th of January, January 27th, and that was 46. Particularly interesting, seeing that we just had a Torah portion reading and feeding in the season, sabbatical studies, 17, and that was Yitro or Yotor, Yotor in the Royal Amharic. Now, what is key about that is that we have the Ten Commandments, what's called the Ten Commandments, Decalogue, more correctly, the Eseret HaDebarim, some say Devarim, but Eseret HaDebarim, Eseret, the Ten HaDebarim, the Ten Words, or the Ten Utterances. And amongst the Ten Words, Ten Utterances, and we've kind of brought this forward as a first word, in a sense, almost as a prequel to the commandments. What is the first commandment? The question, what is the first commandment? Comparing the Judaic rendering of what the Ten Words, Ten Commandments are with the Catholic and also with the Protestant. Because what's the first commandment is very, very important. What's the first word? What be the first principles, as the word says, of the oracles of Elohim? And in today's, or rather yesterday, but this is here for the season testifying to what would be in 2019, the beginning of this 400th year, would be the 46th psalm corresponding with the 27th day of January, right? 27th day of January. Now, we get into Hebraic and Judaic calculations, which are already there within our, you know, the Ethiopian calendar, the Judeo-Christian or the Ethiopian Hebrew. Now, I know this might seem, some might have a little bit of a, they may be drawing back from the Judaic or the Hebraic, or they might say that Ionai is doing too much. And maybe in some ways, like Moshe was doing too much, I really think, yeah, yeah, definitely on that. But as far as the teaching, what is to be taught, we have to remember what the advice of Yitro or Yotor was. What's the, what was the advice to the effect of? It was not that his teaching them and his instructions was a bad thing, but that others should also, in order, let all things be done decently and in order, also co-labor in that process. And I give thanks to Ionai fellows, Ionai fellow priests and servants and ministers in this particular season with the Aliyah, especially for the 17th, particularly the reason we had the Mishnah, brothers Baruku and Yasin and Ayas, and it was very, very good, very, very instructional, groundational. So there was more that we, of course, and no doubt, sought to get into, but what was brought forward, it was a good build. So if you haven't checked out the Yitro, the Jethro session from 2019, you know, the 2019 Jethro RSS 17 from 2019, this is one way to reference, because there's other sessions where we have also had the Aliyah and the Reason and so on. So we're seeking to build, so ones might just be coming in at this particular point in time. And so it's good. To get a good foundation. But now in today's daily psalm, or the psalm 46, corresponding with the 17th Torah portion, Yitro, Jethro, going into the 18th, Mishpatim, or some would enunciate as Mishpat, the fe and the pe, you know, it's dialectical in that sense, but here in the standard, Mishpatim. What's the Mishpatim? The Mishpatim, some would say that from the Western, you know, way of enunciating, speaking English, Mishpatim. What's the Mishpatim? But more Hebraically, what's the Mishpatim? The judgments. So here we have the first command, very, very interesting, and also connected with the 10th verse in the KJV. It would be the 10th verse in KJV, the 11th verse of Mizmor, Mizmor Meim, or Mim Vav. Some say Mim Vav, or Meim Wow. The 46th Psalm, Psalm XLVI, which is seen Elohim. This is the key. The key is the name, and we spoke briefly to it, but this is in connection with the reception and the receptability, the ability to receive in Yahweh, truth and life, that first word, the first word of the 10 words, or the what's called the 10 commandments. And why is it that the first word is the Anoki? Why is that the first word? Anoki. Yod Hey Weh Hey, the tetragrammaton, right? Or Yahweh. Some say Yahweh in a way, yes, to say. He who be who he be, bringing out the inner meaning, Eleka, Ani, Yahuwah, Eleka. I be, he who be who he be, the I Elohim. Who, he who be who he be, the question is who? In English, the question is who, right? Hebraically, the question is me, like we say, me ka El, who is like El, who is like the Father, like the first word of the command, Anoki. Anoki. And why is that form of even saying I am? Why is the I am that first word, the first word of the 10 words? And here in today's daily psalm, Psalm 46, we have this verse. Harpu ud u kia anoki Elohim. Harpu. Some may enunciate harfu. In the Royal Amharic, we say erefu. Erefu has a sense of rest, erefu. If I'm speaking to all of y'all, I say erefu, rest. I need to rest, like the Shabbat, that day of rest. But it's a command to rest. Or in the Hebraic, harfu, point as harpu, but also may be said as harfu. Be still. So we have be still. Ud-u. Just emphasizing that Afro-Shemitic enunciation, or in a more, you know, plain sense, udu, when we contract it, udu. Harpu, udu. Be still and know. But this is being said to, in the you all sense. And there's a very intimate and inner sense. The inner sense of this also reflects the first word of the 10 words. Be still, or let be. In a Hebraicism of it, it's to desist, slacken in a sense. Be still. Almost like somebody says relax. It's like somebody says relax. Just be still. Rest. It's okay. Rest. Be still. That's a command. Be still. Let be. Desist. Rest, y'all. Rest and recognize. So the Hebraic, the Afro-Shemitic sense of this is to rest and recognize here in Psalm 46, KJV, King James Version, verse 10. Be still and know. You hear a lot of folks say, oh, even the Bible says be still and know. Right? Okay, be still and know I am God. But what does this mean Hebraically? Now, in the context, what we'll do is, first of all, the first word is the peshat, is a plain word. So we say, well, it is written here, or it's written there. Let's take the plain context. What did it mean then? Right? What did it mean then in spirit and in truth so we can recognize what does it mean now? Someone have talked about, well, what did it mean now? What did it mean in the future? But they don't even know what it meant then. So they don't know what it meant then. How do they know what it means now? And how should we trust them for what it means in the future? So first of all, to get that plain, the plain reading, and the context is right here. It's clear. That's why it says to study, to shew thyself approved. Because if you don't study and you say, but you're not approved, then the credibility, it's a non-credibility. Right? And see, this is the key. Because faith without the work, so see, the credibility is the work. Be still, y'all, and know, rest. Rest and recognize. Ki Anoki Elohim. So in the context of today's, or the Psalm 46, right, Elohim, and the key is the Elohim name. So what is Elohim? Give thanks, brothers. I just recalling again, Brother Baruchu, Brother Yasin, we got into the reasonment, even just briefly, but it was a good groundational build on the context. And I think Brother Baruchu had mentioned how it reminded him, the 10 words reminded him, in the context of it, of Psalm 82. And Psalm 82 is also very, very interesting, because Psalm 82 is the daily psalm, Tuesday evening psalm, Judaically speaking, and also according to the Royal Order Ethiopian Hebrews, or the ancient Ethiopic Church Order, this is a Shiite psalm. So when we see that Judeo-Christian, the Ethiopian official called Ethiopian eunuch who was coming back from Jerusalem after he went there to worship, so he's one of the ancient black Jews. But here, he becomes also one of the first, as His Majesty says, to follow, of the Ethiopians, to follow in the way of HaMoshiach. So we have that right there in Acts of the Apostles chapter 8, in a very pivotal verse 37, which just as another footnote, many modern latter-day Bibles are trying to erase. They're trying to erase the Ethiopian official's testimony. Why are they trying to erase the grace of the Ethiopian eunuch's testimony? I'm going to put it up as Ethiopian eunuch. Eunuch means something a little different, you know, here than it does over there, but we'll get into that context as we move forward. So Elohim, in this sense, as we mentioned, refers to the judges, the Shoftim. Now, the interesting connection is with the 17th Torah portion, reading and feeding, and particularly chapter 18, and the advice of Yitro, or Jethro, Yotor, the Kohen Midian, the priest of Midian, the Chotein Moshe, the father-in-law of Moses, this advice that he gave for the establishment of the Shoftim, the Shofts. Right, the judges, who scripturally, Hebraically, are referred to as the Elohim, because the judgment is the Elohim. This is the principle we have in the repetition of the law, Devarim. Devarim, Devarim is Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 17. Brothers and sisters, take note. I hear that some in listening and we say, oh, it's too much here. They act like some of you act like, oh, you can't get what we're saying right here. Yes, you can if you begin to study, take the time, pause it. If you can't, write the notes and take down the verses. Take down these verses at a time that you can, so you can follow up. Trust what we're saying is the truth. It's the truth. But get to know it. Get to know it for yourself. Harpu, udu, be still, and know, ki anoki Elohim. Now, the context here with the Elohim in Exodus chapter 21 and 6, Exodus chapter 22 and 7, verse 8, verse 27. So in Exodus chapter 21, verse 6, a very important reference to the connection of the judges, the Shoftim. This is building on Yotor's, Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, the priest of Midian's, his good advice to Moshe. Because it says to Moshe, basically, in essence, he's saying to his son-in-law, you're doing too much. You're doing too much. You're taking too much on you. Establish this system, and if Elohim permits, so be it. So this is what is in now this Torah portion, Mishpatim. Mishpatim is the judgments. Now the judges, the Shoftim. The Shoftim, Hebraically, are the Elohim. Remember, see, a lot of people and peoples out there, you know, scoffers, especially the scoffers and the mockers, right? Scoffers, the mockers. Those who do not have a spirit of the children of Israel, in that sense, and a bunch of fake Christians out there, you know, are spreading all sort of crazy doctrines and rhetoric concerning either the Bible, the Christian faith, or so forth and so on. But what if you get the first word, the key word, speak to the children of Israel. So that means this is what the children of Israel are supposed to speak, because this is what we were called to teach and present and be the light to even the nations. But now, we know. That did not go Yahweh. The people went astray, and here we are in that fulfillment, even here, of the 400 years. So when a lot of other folks, even those so-called black people, right, and they're not our brother, I'm going to stop saying that myself. I mean, yeah, I understand it in this euphemistic sense. You know, here a lot of them scoff and mock I and I. Oh, brother, sister. And when you hear them, their rhetoric, yeah, you might say that they, you might think that they are Israelites too, because they're black people. Right, but their spirit ain't right. Right? One who is a Yehudi, a Jew, according to even the renewed covenant, is one who is a Yehudi, not outwardly, not on the outer level, okay, because they're black, right? But on the inner level, in spirit and in truth. This is why the word says, speak to the children of Yisrael. So, STFU, Goyim, fake Christians, right, and lost black sheep, that one of these scoffers and mockers of Yahweh, or those who ascribe
this Ethiopian Hebrew tribe, this Judeo-Christian tribe. You know, we're the ones, as we say, we're Ethiopians, children of Ethiopians, Ethiopia Israel. Others will say that the Hebrews are Israel. But those who want to scoff the basic foundational principle, tell them STFU. Why we say that? Because it says speak to the children of Israel. It don't say speak to the, you know, speak to the children of Americans. It don't say speak to the children of Africans. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't say speak to the children. And I know ones want to say, well, does it say speak to the children of Ethiopians? Are you going to go there? You ain't going to go there, are you? But the prophet already shut you down. I'm talking about the prophet Amos 9 and 7 already shut you down. Down, 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 down. There's a couple first words right here because it's Sunday Daily Psalm in this season right here, the 46th Psalm right now. In this time, we're going forward in the new Shavuot in the 18th, the Mishpatim, Shemot Mishpatim for the second, in the second book of Moses, right? Second book of Moses, Hebrew book of Exodus. We're here in the 18th Torah portion reading and feeding. And we're going forward within the Psalms, but just reflecting on where we're at, because some of the more diligent brothers and sisters might have noticed that if they, you know, have been just giving, even if they're just giving one ear, the ones just to get it in stereo, give both ears, you know, both ears to hear, but even if they're only giving one ear to hear, you know, and they're following along and say, isn't that interesting? Here says, be still and know that I am God. That sounds like I am God, like I am the Lord thy God that brought you out of the land of Egypt. Oh, interesting. And then we get to Tuesday for the third day. Beware of the third day. Remember the Torah portion. Remember the command. Remember the preparation. Remember the sanctification. Yes? So bringing us to Psalm 82 and the connection of God and gods in the translation or the Elohim sense. And also that verse that says, I said ye are gods. Because everyone, ones that if you ask them, are you Israel? No. They'll say no. Are you a Hebrew? They'll say no. And we mean Hebrew in the sense of being of the true faith. So the Hebrew, to be a Hebrew, that cycles spiritual elevation. Some Israelites that ain't right, they think it's just about the skin color on that level. But be that as it may. Are you children of Ethiopia, Ethiopia Israel, covenantally speaking? No. Are you the new name, Rastafari? No. So STFU. Why are you using Psalm 82? You're going to Psalm 82, verse 6, to back up your He's and your others. That's what said, don't go after the Elohim Acharim, the other Elohim, right? Because other people have their other God constructs, and they see this here in the Bible and say, oh, this verifies my be laive. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. Right? Because, see, the context of Elohim has a two- to trifold sense, Hebraically, which for a Hebrew speaker, even an ancient time, an ancient speaker, right? Even those who might not fully have accepted, they understood exactly the context of the Hebrew words. That's why when we read some things in the scripture, it's lost in translation, you read it, and you're like, in the scripture, say, for example, when Yeshua says, I am, like the whole I am verses, and the Pharisees and the religious authorities, those who you trust religiously, right? Those who you trust religiously. What I mean by that is, you know, the leaders of whatever your particular religion are, and you don't even, there's nothing wrong with trusting. Don't get me wrong. Nothing wrong with trusting, but at least verify. At least verify. You know, at least verify. Say, okay, I'll take your word for it. But I'm going to check it out for myself. And he's, oh, you're right. Isn't that so beautiful? Isn't that wonderful? That you take someone's word for it, and then when you follow up on it, it's true, but it's even more true when you start to get to know it for yourself. Harpu, udu'u, ki anoki Elohim. See, that's that connection right there. So Elohim in the sense of the judges. Now, coming up, and in this sabbatical study here, what's interesting right here, right, we are at, the fifth reading, because we began off with the 13th for Shemot. So this is the fifth reading in the second book of Moses, and here we're at Mishpatim, at the judgments. Now, picking up, of course, with this chapter 21, at verse 6, when we get to verse 6, there's a Judges Elohim connection, and also in chapter 22, Exodus 22, verses 7, verse 8, and verse 27, as well as 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 25. So the word Elohim, Hebraically, occurs in a judicial, a lawful, and we're speaking officially, because official, according to the principle, means that which is according to the law. i.e., that which is according to HaTorah, that which is according to the directions, the instruction, the teaching. So give us the teaching of His magic. We don't want no devil's philosophy. As magic says, Christ, Christos, yes, it's Christos. We need to find out of a new name, the precious name, Rastafari. What does His majesty mean? So come, make a reason. That's why the elders, and that's why the ancients said that from the beginning. Right, but now we're speaking to the Neo, Rastafari Neo. We're speaking to the Neo generation. This is for the Neo generation of Rastafari. So here in Deuteronomy 1 and 17, there's a principle. What be the first principles of the oracles of God? When you should be teachers, you have need that one teach you, instruct you again. Tutor. Right? I look at myself as a tutor in that sense. One tutor you, right? In that which be the first principles of the oracles, the Dibrei Elohim. So we have the principle that the judgment is Ha Elohim's, is the true Elohim. What do we mean, Habarim, by Elohim? And what is meant by Ha Elohim? And what is that connection with the Trinity? Ha Shalush Ha Kadosh. Coming forward. But in this context, the Peshat, the plane. Oh, taking the plane view. The men who administer justice, judgment, we see the justice and judgment, right, are considered to be and are in his sight, according to HaTorah, as it is written, are his agents. People say, oh, this one's an agent, that one's an agent. Agent of what? Who? What do you mean? Ainai is the agent of he who be who he be, is divine magic, Ha Elohim, the true Trinity, the first power of the true Trinity, Ha Shalush Ha Kadosh, Baruchu Baruch Hashem. And thus, those who have that honor, the Shoftim, the judges, remember Jethro's advice to Moshe? They exercise and are called and prepared to exercise a Jah-like function. This is why they, as men, right, are the Shoftim, but in their exercise, their function, they are referred to as the Elohim. And that's a true interpretation. That's why we look at Psalm 82. The interpretation of, or the theme of the Psalm would be corrupt judges. Corrupt judges arraign. So Hebraically, Elohim, the Elohim name, connected Hebraically, is connected also, may be connected also with justice and judgment and the judge. Therefore, exercising that Elohim-like, that Jah-like function. And as such, therefore, his name, the Hashem, is attached to them. And thus, when we say we have the new name, precious name, new name, Rastafari, his name is attached to us. Thus, we are called to be his agents. But what be the first principles of the oracles of Elohim? So looking at the first principles of the oracles of Elohim, that's why it says in verse 6 of Psalm 82, I said, ye are gods, all of you. You should die like, you know what I'm saying? I have said, ye are gods. All of you are sons, the more direct sense of it is sons of the Most High. Nevertheless. Now, why is that being said right here? Nevertheless, because of the Elohim, Ha Elohim, these men, the Shofetim, are invested with the divine prerogative. It's Jah's prerogative. It's he who be, we be, his divine majesty's prerogative. Thus making them the what? The sons of Elyon, the sons of the Sovereign, the sons of the Most High. So it is therefore incumbent upon I and I, as it was incumbent upon them according to the principle. You can call it the kingsiple, because the first principle to conform to I and I Av, Ha'av, to I and I Father, Abinu, Melkenu's will, to I and I Father's will. This is why it connects with the he shall die like men. As ordinary men suffer capital punishment. Because the punishment must fit the crime. When they incur it, so will you receive at my hand sentence of death. This is what the word is saying right here. For condemning the innocent, condemning the right, condemning the innocent, far from your dignified title, which gives you immunity. See, the Shoftim, the judges, on a certain level, they had a sense of immunity. And this is intimately connected with the Mekonin, Makanin, and the Mekwanin. As well as Psalm 68, verse 31, princes shall come out of Egypt, Ethiopia shall throw her hands to Elohim. But far from your dignified title that gives you immunity, it also increases your liability. This is the principle that is taught. Thus, we also have to now apply this to I and I, the new name, the precious name, new name, Rastafari. And so it says, fall like one of the princes. Even princes have judgment pass upon them, be Elohim, by Elohim, the true good, the true God. And if the situation, unrepentantly, without correction, be so will you.
Thank you.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Anochi Adonai Elohecha, lo yiye lecha Elohim acherim al panai. Lo tisa et shem Adonai Elohecha lashav. Zachor et yom ha-shabbat lekaddesho. Kabed et avicha ve'et immecha. Lo tirzach, lo tinaf, lo tignov, lo ta'ane ve're'acha ed shaker. Lo tachmod bet re'echa.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians, children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord?
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
Calling, calling, calling to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761. To hear the full of full now. Now. Calling. 515-602-9761. Calling. 515-602-9761. Calling. 515-602-9761.
Survival is the game.
still and know that I am God. I am God. I am God. Be still and know that I am God. I am God. I am God. Be still and know that I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. Be still and know that I am God.
Be still and know that His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I of Ethiopia, is the Almighty.
I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. Exalted in the earth. Exalted in the earth. Exalted in the earth.
መዝሙር 45 በቅንፍ 46 ለመዘምራን አለቃ ስለሚስጢር የቆሬ ልጆች መዝሙር አምላካችን መጠጊያችንና ኃይላችን ባገኘን በታላቅ መከራም ረዳታችን ነው ስለዚህ ምድር ብትነዋወጥ ተራሮችም ወደ ባህር ልብ ቢወሰዱ አንፈራ ውሆቻቸው ጮሁ ተናወጡ ተራሮችም ከኃይሉ የተነሳ ተናወጡ የወንዝ ፈሳሾች እግዚአብሔርን ከተማ ደስ ያሰኛሉ ልዑል ማደሪያውን ቀደሰ እግዚአብሔር በመካከሏ ነው አትናወጥም እግዚአብሔርም ፈጥኖ ይረዳታል አህዛብ ተናወጡ መንግስታትም ተመለሱ እርሱ ቃሉን ሰጠ ምድርም ተንቀጠቀጠች የሰራዊት ጌታ ከኛ ጋር ነው ያዕቆብ አምላክ መጠጊያችን ነው የእግዚአብሔርን ሥራ በምድር ያደረገውንም ታምራት እንድታዩ ኑ እስከ ምድር ዳርቻ ድረስ ጦርነትን ይሽራል ቀስትን ይሰብራል ጦርንም ይቆርጣል በሳትም ጋሻን ያቃጥላል እረፉ እኔም አምላክ እንደሆንኩ ወቁ በአሕዛብ ዘንድ ከፍ ከፍላለሁ በመድረም ላይ ከፍ ከፍላል የሰራዊት ጌታ ከኛ ጋር ያዕቆብ አምላክ መጠጊያችን
Psalm 46 God is our refuge and strength a very present help in trouble Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah.
Legashun, Agarashu, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zengashwe, Ethiopia Menash, you know. But who wants the next verse with Amarek? But who wants the next verse with Amarek? In other words,
so people still searching for this truth here. Which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing.
Fully catch it on the replay. Fully catch it on the replay. Fully catch it on the replay. Call in to hear the fuller full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761. To hear the fuller full now. Now, call in, 515-602-9761, call in, 515-602-9761,
yes, got like two minutes, y'all, call in or catch the replay, yes, I, Rastafari, so here, just another version, the Royal Amharic right here. Couple of interesting dub versions right here. We're going to write off the Hebrew Midrash right here. Get more into the true context of this psalm. A very important psalm right here, in more ways than one. So right here, let's ride up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
مزمور 45 بقنف 48 لمزمران علقا سلميستير يقوري لجوچ مزمور املاكاچين متطياچيننا هايلاچين باگنين بتالاق مكرام رداتاچين نو سلازي مدير بتنو عوط تراروچيم ود باهر لب بيوسدو انفرا ووهچاچو طهو تناوطوم ተራሮችም ከኃይሉ የተነሳ ተናወጡ የወንዝ ፈሳሾች እግዚአብሔርን ከተማ ደስ ያሰኛሉ ልዑል ማደሪያውን ቀደሰ እግዚአብሔር በመካከሏ ነው አትናወጥም እግዚአብሔርም ፈጥኖ ይረዳታል አህዛብ ተናወጡ መንግስታትም ተመለሱ እርሱ ቃሉን ሰጠ ምድርም ተንቀጠቀጠች የሰራዊት ጌታ ከኛ ጋር ነው ያዕቆብ አምላክ መጠጊያችን ነው የእግዚአብሔርን ሥራ በምድር ያደረገውንም ታምራት እንድታዩ ኑ እስከ ምድር ዳርቻ ድረስ ጦርነትን ይሽራል ቀስትን ይሰብራል ጦርንም ይቆርጣል በሳትም ጋሻን ያቃጥላል እረፉ እኔም አምላክ እንደሆንኩ ወቁ በአሕዛብ ዘንድ ከፍ ከፍላለሁ በምድርም ላይ ከፍ ከፍላል የሠራዊት ጌታ ከኛ ጋር ነው ያዕቆብ አምላክ መጠጊያችን
Psalm 46 God
Eilis Selassie I
is our refuge and strength a very present help in trouble therefore will not we fear though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea Though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God.
Eilis Selassie, I.
The holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God.
Eilis Selassie, I.
Lives in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God.
Eilis Selassie, I.
Shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord. What desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God.
Be still and know that his imperial majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I of Ethiopia, is the Almighty,
I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us.
Haile Selassie I.
The God of Jacob is our refuge.
Haile Selassie I.
Selah, Selah, Selah. Selah, 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 Selah.
Midrash. La Natseach Libnei Korach Al Elamot Shir. For the leader of the sons of Korah upon Alamot, a song. La Natseach Libnei Korach Al Elamot Shir. The word Elamot, the word Alamot, Elamot, hidden things, hidden things, is to be considered in the light of the verse. Who doeth great things past finding out, yea, marvelous things that cannot be told. Job chapter 9, verse 10. Zeu. She'amar hakatu. These words are to be considered in the light of what scripture says elsewhere. Even here, Iyob, Job 9 and 10. Oseh gedolot ad ein cheker. With niflaot ad ein nispar. Who doeth? Oseh ein cheker. Yay. And wonders with niflaot, without number. Ad ein misapar, olse gedolot ad ein cheker, with niflaot ad ein misapar. Who doeth great things past finding out, yea, and wonders, marvelous things, without number. Olse gedolot ad ein cheker, with niflaot ad ein misapar. No man can tell the great things and marvelous works of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He. And so, in Psalm 136, Hebraic, with the fourth verse, to Him who alone doeth great wonders. Le Ose Niflaot Gedolot Alevado. To him who alone doeth great wonders. Le oseh niflaot gedolot levado. What can alone levado? What can alone levado imply except that Ha'er, the true God Almighty, Ha'Elohim, alone, Levado, knows what he does for thee, for the eye.
Even so, the sons of Korah, B'nai Korah, said, Al Elamot, up on Elamot, hidden things, Al Elamot, Shir, a song. The things we, I and I saw, are hidden, Elamot, and we, I and I, do not understand, do not overstand what we saw, what I and I saw. In another and other comment, the phrase up on Alamot, Al Elamot, upon Elamot, Alamot, is read up on, upon worlds, Al Alamot, Al Alamot, up on worlds. And is taken to mean that the B'nai Korah, the sons of Korah, said, quote, we have seen two worlds, the world of the righteous, Ha-Tzadik, and the world of the wicked, Ha-Rasha. For the eyes had seen the punishment of those who trusted in their wealth and in their riches, of whom it is said, even in Psalm 49, Hebraically the 7th verse, that reads, they that trust in their wealth and boast themselves in the multitude of their riches, habot achim ala chelam uaverova ashram yitahalalu, of them that trust in their wealth, Habotachim al chelam, and boast themselves, yitahalalu, and boast themselves in the multitude, uvirov, the multitude, ashram, of their riches. Habotachim al chelam, uvrov ashram yitahalalu. In the hour of punishment, what can such men do? Their riches, ashram, will not sustain them. As scripture says, even in Zephaniah chapter 1 verse 18, Neither their silver nor their gold shall be able to deliver them, shall be able to deliver them. Gam kasapam, gama zehavam, lo yukala le hatzilam, b'yom evrati yafua, ua ve'esha kinato teakela kol haaretz, ki kala akka nivahala ya'eseit kola yoshve ha'aret. The fuller verse here, Zephaniah chapter 1 verse 18. Neither their silver nor their gold shall be able to deliver, shall be able to deliver them. Gam kaspam, gam zehabam, lo yukala le hatzilam. In the day of Yahuwah, Jehovah, he who be, we be's wrath. But the whole land shall be devoured by the fire of his jealousy. For he shall make even a speedy riddance of them that dwell in the land. Gam kasapam, gama zehavam, lo yukala le hatzilam, biyom evrat Yahuwah, uve eisha kinato, teakela kol haaretz, ki kala akka nivhala, ya iseit kol yoshvei haaretz. Nor will it help a man nor will it help a man to say, Abi, my father was worthy. Behold, I shall be delivered. I lived because of him. Ahi, my brother was righteous. He will be the cause of my rescue. Even Abraham could not deliver Ishmael and Yaakov, and Jacob could not deliver Esau. For scripture says, even in Psalm 49, Hebraic with the 8th verse, oh, no man can by any means redeem. Ach, lo fado, yifde ish. No man can by any means redeem his brother. Ach, lo fado, yifde ish. And how is the word O to be interpreted? Ach, interpreted. On the day that he sees his son or his brother punished in Gehinnom, Hebrew hell, the righteous man Hatzadik exclaims, alas, ach, how hard is this day, alas, oh, how hard is this day, ach, for he cannot deliver him. Hence, alas, no man can by any means redeem. Och, lo fado yifde ish. Och, lo fado yifde ish. Alas, oh, no man can by any means redeem, for too costly is the redemption of their soul. Too costly. Wi'yikara. Pia diyona nafsham. For too costly. Wi'yikara. Wi'yikar. For too costly is the redemption. Pidion, the redemption, nafsham, of their soul. Wiyekara pidion nafsham. Hatzadik, the righteous ask Hakadosh, the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, why is it so costly? Why is it yekar? Why is it so costly? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, replies, have I not said, take your God, your Elohim, while he is to be had cheaply? Had I not said, take your Elohim, while he is to be had cheaply? I am he who said, take thou no ransom. Even in Shemot, even in Exodus chapter 23, verse 8. Wishohad lo tikach, take no ransom, and thou shalt take no gift. Wishohad lo tikach. But I am also he who said, give me a ransom. Give I a ransom, and I shall take it from you. As is said, even in Proverbs, even in the Mashal Mishlei Shlomo, the Proverbs of Solomon, Proverbs chapter 17, verse 23, that reads, he taketh a ransom from the bosom of the wicked. He taketh a ransom from the bosom of the ratchet of the wicked. Shochad mechek rasha'a yikach. He taketh a ransom from the bosom of the wicked. Shohada mecheka rasha ayikach. A wicked, a ratchet man taketh a gift out of the bosom. Had harasha, the ratchet, given it to me during their lifetime, I would have taken it. But now, I shall not take it. Here, a midrash note right here. The ET, the edited text reads, you, therefore, had you given it to me during their lifetime, I would have taken it, but now I shall not take it. Hence, it is said, for too costly is the redemption of their soul, and must be let alone forever, forever. Weyekara pidyon nafsham, wehadala le'olam. For too coarsely, weyekar is the redemption pidyon of their soul nafsham, and must be let alone forever. Must be let alone. We chadal must be let alone le'olam, forever. The last words mean that the chance of redemption ceases when they die. Ceases not for a day, not for a year, but ceases forever, le'olam. Even if a man should live forever, will he not see the pit? Hear. Psalm 49, Hebraically, the 10th verse. Even if a man should live forever, forever, will he not see the pit? Wichi oda lanetzach lo yireh hashachat, that he should still live always, we see all the lanetach, that he should not see the pit. Lo yireh hashachat, or even if a man should live forever, forever lanetach, will he not see the pit? We see all the lanetach, lo yireh hashachat. What was the place where the Bnei Korah, the sons of Korah, went? It was the nether world. Thus, they came to know that harasha, that the ratchet, that the wicked, like sheep, are appointed for the nether world, and that death is their shepherd, and that the upright go down among them in the morning. Hear. Psalm 49, here Hebraically, the 15th verse. In answer to the question, what was the place where the sons of Korah went? It was the netherworld. Thus they came to know that the wicked, harasha, that the wicked, quote, like sheep are appointed for the netherworld, and that death is their shepherd, and that the upright go down among them in the morning. Katzona lishol shatu maweta yiraim waya yiradu vama yishari laboker. Like sheep, katzon, like sheep, they are appointed, shatu, for the nether world, lishol, katzon, lishol, shatu, like sheep, they are appointed for the nether world, maweta yir'aim, death shall be their shepherd, maweta yir'aim, death shall be their shepherd, and the upright shall have dominion over them in the morning. Wayirdu bama yisharim la boker. this verse here, which is usually translated and usually read as, "And the upright shall have dominion over them, Wayerdu Bam Ishari, in the morning, La Boker, in the morning," can also be translated as "that the upright," and "that the upright go down among them in the morning." Wayerdu Bam Yisharim La Boker. What is meant by the phrase "in the morning," in the Boker, La Boker, La Boker, in the morning? What is meant by the phrase? That in the morning, Hatzadik, the righteous, Hatzadikim, the righteous ones, go down to visit Baker, Harasha, the ratchet, go down to visit the wicked. The sons of Korah, the Bnei Korah, were asked, "What do the righteous do there?" And the answer, the righteous, Hatzadik, Hatzadikim, the righteous ones, sing the song, "God is our refuge and help." Hear today's psalm, Psalm 46, Hebraically the second verse. God is our refuge and help. Mizmor Memwau, Nin Vav Memwau, Psalm 46, the base verse, the second verse. Elohim lanu machseh wa'oz. Elohim is our refuge. Elohim lanu, for us, machseh, refuge. Elohim lanu machseh wa'oz, and strength. Wa'oz. Elohim is for us refuge and strength. Elohim lanu machseh wa'oz, and oz, and strength. As if to say, Elohim is a very present help to us, lanu, for us, in every trouble that comes upon us. For if a mortal king, a mortal melech, a mortal negus be petitioned, "Help me in my trouble," he will not know what to do until the man comes near him. Not so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not so, the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isla One, Baruch Hu. Blessed be He. He is a very present help in trouble. Ezra Bitzarot means Ahmeod. A very present help in trouble. Ezra, help. Ezra, Bitzarot. Ezra, Bitzarot. Ezra, help. Bitzarot. Bitzarot. In troubles and in anxieties and in tight situations. Ezra, Bitzarot means being found, Me'od, very much being found to be a help, Bitzarot. Ezra, Bitzarot means Me'od. For he is near to us, to I and I, at every trouble that comes upon us. As Ha'el, the true good, the true God, the Almighty, Ha'Elohim says, even in Psalm 91, Hebraically the 15th verse, "I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and bring him to honor." I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and bring him to honor. Imo anoki bezara, ehalitehu awai kabdehu. I will be with him Imo Anoki in trouble. Vizara. I will rescue him. Ehalikehu. I will rescue him. I will snatch him. Ehalikehu. I will rescue him. Wa and Ekabdehu. And bring him to honor.
Be still and know that I am God. I am God.
I am
God.
I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God.
Therefore will we not fear, though the earth be removed, and the mountains be shaken into the heart of the sea. Al ken lo nira behamir aret ua bemot ahari beled yami. Therefore will we, I and I, not fear. Therefore will we, I and I, not fear. Al-Kain, lo nira. Al-Kain, therefore, lo nira. We will not fear, though the earth be removed. Behamir aret. And though the mountains, be shaken. Ua bemot ahari. Into the heart of the sea. Believe Yami. Hear today's Psalm Memwow. Memvav Memwow. Psalm 46. Hear Hebraically the Gimel, the Gamel, the third verse. The Bnei Korach, the sons of Korah, said, fear not on the day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the Holy One, blessed be He, will shake Harasha, the wicked, the ratchet, the Rishaim, out of Haaretz, out of the earth, out of the earthly plane. Hear Midrash note. The wicked out of the earth. So reads the P.E., the printed edition. The E.T., the edited text, it reads, shake the earth. Bihamir Aretz, shake the earth. As is said even in Eov and Job, Job 38 and 13, to take hold of the ends of the earth, that the wicked, the ratchet, that the wicked might be shaken out of it, to take hold of the ends of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of it. Le'echoz bekanfota ha'aretz where ye na erua risha'im mimenaha, that it might take hold, that it might take hold of the end of the earth. Le'echoz, taking hold. Le'echoz, grasping, seizing. Le'echoz bekanfot, on the wings, the ends, the wings, bekanfot ha'aretz, of the earth, of the earthly plane. Le'echoz bekanfot ha'aretz, ve'yena'iru arisha'im mimenaha, and the wicked rishaim be shaken We yina eru. The wicked be shaken. We yina eru. Rishaim. We yina eru. Rishaim. Out of it, mimenaha. Out of her, mimenaha. Le echoza bekanfota haaretz. We yina eru. Rishaim menaha. And also in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah 65:17, for behold, I create new heavens and a new earth.
Ki yahini aboreya shamayi machedashi wa aretz achedasha wiloa tizakarna harishanota wiloa ta elena ale. Here he is, a fuller verse. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered, nor come into mind. Ki yahini bore shamayim chedashi. Behold, for behold, I create bore shamayim, heavens chedashi, heavens new, wa'aretz, and earth chedasha, and a new earth, wa'aretz chedasha. Willo tizakarna harishonota, and not remembered, willo tizakarna harishonot, the former, the first, the former harishonot, willo, and not ta'elena, and not to come upon ta'elena, not to come upon ale, not to come upon the heart, not to come upon the mind. For behold, I create new heavens and new earth. Ki hini bore shamayim chedashi wa aretz chedasha. And on that day, where will the righteous ha'adikim, where will the righteous ones stand? They will cleave to the throne of glory that is under the wings of the presence, the wings of the perception, the wings of the face. As is said even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 4 and 4, but ye, but y'all that did cleave to Yahuwah Elohekem are alive, every one of you this day. Ve'atem ha'debekim v'yahuwah Elohekem chayim kulkem mahayom. But ye y'all that did cleave, but y'all, you all that did cleave, that did stick, that did cleave, stick to with atem ha'debekim, to he who be, we be your Elohim by Yahuwah Elohekem, are alive, chayim, chayim, every one of you, kulkem, all of you, kulkem, chayim, kulkem, this day, hayom, the day, this day. With atem ha'debekim by Yahuwah Elohekem chayim kulkem hayom. The waters thereof roar and foam. The waters thereof roar and foam. Hear today's psalm, Mizmor Mem. Wow. Psalm 46, here he breaks the fourth verse, the Dalet verse. Yehemu Yechmeru Memayo. Though the waters thereof roar and foam, Yehemu Yechmeru Memayo. The waters Memayo thereof roar, Yehemu, and foam, Yechmeru. Yehemu Yechmeru Memayo. That is, on the day of judgment, the waters of the great deep will roar, and the wicked, the ratchet in Ha'el, Ha'el's wrath, shall be whirled about as is meat in a pot. The river of the city of God, its streams make glad. Hear today's psalm, Psalm 46, Hebraically, the Hey verse, the fifth verse. The river of the city of God, its streams make glad.
Nahar Palagiowa Yisamhu Ir Elohim. There is a river, Nahar. The streams whereof Palagio make glad Yisamhu. The city of Elohim, Ir Elohim. Nahar Palagio Yisamhu Ir Elohim. For it is said, even in Zechariah chapter 14, verse 8, waters of life shall go forth from Yerushalayim, shall go forth from Jerusalem. Yetzu Mayim Chayim Mi Yerushalayim, that waters, living waters shall go out from Jerusalem. Yetzu Mayim Chayim Mi Yerushalayim, that living waters shall go out from Yerushalayim. Waters of life. Yetzu, they shall go. Mayim Chayim, waters of life, living waters. Mi Yerushalayim, from Jerusalem. Yetzu Mayim Chayim Mi Yerushalayim. Elohim is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. Hear today's psalm. Psalm 46, Hebraically, here at the wild verse. Hear the sixth verse. Elohim is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. Elohim bekirbaha balatimot. Elohim bekirbaha. Elohim is in the midst of her. Elohim bekirbaha balatimot. She shall not be moved. Balatimot. Elohim bekirbaha. Bikarbaha Baltimot. Elohim is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. Elohim Bikarbaha Baltimot. From these words we learn, I and I learn, that the whole world will be shaken and changed. But Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, will stand fast, will stand firm. Elohim shall help her when the morning appeareth. Hear. Today's psalm is more main. Wow. Psalm 46 here. The second part of the wow, the sixth verse. Ya Izraha. Helping her, Elohim. Elohim helping her. Ya Izreha. Elohim alifnota boker. At the approach of the morning, lifnot boker. At the approach of the morning. Ya Izreha Elohim lifnota boker. That is to say, that is when Yisrael, Nisar of El, the Prince of the Almighty, Yasharel, the upright of the Almighty, Yisroel, the man who sees the true good and true God, twilight will be made as the dawn. Ya'izreha Elohim. Elohim shall help her. Lifnot. At the faces, Boker, at the faces, approach, when the morning appeareth. That is when Yisrael's twilight will be as the dawn. Yisrael's twilight zone, will be made as the dawn. The verse, the nations rage. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. He hears the Zion verse. He breaks with the seventh verse, today's Psalm, Psalm 46, verse 7, that reads, the nations raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. Hamu goyima matua mamlekot natana bikolo tamuk aret. The nations were in tumult. Hamu goyi. Nations were in tumult. Matu mamlekot. Kingdoms, governments, mamlekot. Kingdoms were moved. Matu mamlekot. Natana bikolo. He uttered his voice, Natan. He gave bikolo. He gave by way of his voice, Natana bikolo. Tamug aret. The earth, she melted. Tamug aret. Hamu goyi matu mamlekota natana bikolo tamuk aret. This describes the judgment of Harasha, of the ratchet, of the defiant, of Harishaim, the ratchet one. The Lord of hosts, of armies, is with us, with I and I. Here, today's psalm, the chet, here's the eighth verse, Yahuwah Tzibaot Iman, Yahuwah Tzibaot Imanu, Imanu, with us, with I and I, he who be who he be, of armies, Tzibaot, of hosts, Yahuwah Tzibaot Imanu, is with I and I. The sons of Korah, Bnei Korach, said to Hatzadik, to the righteous one, to Hatzadikim, to the righteous ones, fear not, we saw, and I saw all the miracles that he wrought, that he did, that he done did for us, for I and I. As is said, even in Bamidbar, in Numbers chapter 16, verse 32, where it reads, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up and their households. And the earth, she opened her mouth and swallowed them up and their households. Watiftach ha'aret etapiha. Wati bala'a otama we'eta batehem. And the earth opened her mouth. Wati fatah ha'aret eta piha. Open piha. Open her mouth. Wati fatah ha'aret eta piha. And swallowed them up. Wati bala'a. Otam, wati bala, otam, and swallow them up, and their households, we'eta batehem, watiftach ha'aret eta piha, wati bala, otama, we'eta batehem. And where were we in that hour? And where were I and I in that hour? Aloft, in space. As it is written, Zehu Asher Amar HaKatuv, as it is written, even in Bamidbar, in Numbers chapter 26, verse 11, the sons of Korah died not. The Bnei Korah, the sons of Korah, died not. Uvnei Korach lo meitu, notwithstanding the sons of Korah, Uvnei Korach died not. Lo meitu, died not. Uvnei Korach lo meitu. According to Rav Nehemiah, Nehemiah. At the time the eye was the earth, she opened, and 250 men were swallowed up. Hakadosh Baruchu, the Holy One, the Sanctified One, set apart, the Isla One, Baruchu, blessed be He, made it possible for the Bnei Korach, for the sons of Korah, to stand like a mast on a ship, for the sons of Korah to stand like a mast. They stood as a sign, for it is said, even in Bamidbar, in Numbers chapter 26, verse 10, what time the fire devoured 250 men, they became a sign. What time, what eye was a fire devoured 250 men, they became a sign. Wati fatach haaret etapiha, wati blaa otama we etak oracha bemotaha eda, ba et kola haesha eta chimshima ua mataim isha waya yihu lenes. And the earth, she opened her mouth and swallow them up together with Korah, with Korah. When that company died, what time the fire devoured 250 men, and they became a sign. And they became a sign. Ba ikola haesha eta chemishim ua matayim isha wa yihiyu lenes. They became a nes, a sign. What time the fire devoured 250 men, and they became a sign. Ba ikola haesha Eita chemishi maua matai ish wayihiyu lenes uvenei akoracha lo metu. Notwithstanding, the sons of Korah died not. And here Midrash notes more on this area of scripture concerning what time the fire devoured 250 men. They became a sign. Here the Midrash note referring to Psalm 1, the first Psalm, and the 15th Perek, the 15th section, for more on this. And here a sample right here from the 15th Perek in connection to the sign. The verse, even in the first Psalm, but his delight is in the law of Yahuwah, the Torah of Jehovah. This applies to the Bnei Korach, the sons of Korah, who compose a mizmor, a psalm, a chant, saying, are we still bound to honor our father, or ought we to accord honor to Moses, our teacher, to Moshe Rabbeinu? Thereupon, they decided in favor of honoring Moshe, honoring Moses. The words that conclude the verse, in his law, Torato, b'torato, in his Torah, doth he meditate, also apply to the Bnei Korah, to the sons of Korah. And here, Midrash note, thereby, the Bnei Korach, the sons of Korah, are vowing their loyalty to HaElohim, the true good, the true God, and to Moshe, Talmudo, his disciple. And furthermore, in the first psalm, Mizmor Aleph, Hebraically the third verse, that reads, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. This verse, too, applies to the Bnei Korach, to sons of Korah. After Korach
and his company was swallowed up, Korah's sons remained, standing like a boat's mast, as is said even in Bamidbar in Numbers chapter 26, verse 10. They remained like a mast. Rabbi said, all the area around them was rent, was ripped, but the ground they stood up on was not rent. All the area around them was rent, was ripped up, but the ground, the groundation, the ground they stood up on was not rent, was not ripped. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Samuel Bar Nachman, explained that the three sons of Korah, were not standing together in one place, but that each was by himself. So that after Haaretz, the earth was rent, was ripped, they stood like three pillars. Accordingly, in the popular saying, quote, on what does the earth stand? On three pillars. The three pillars are said by some to refer to Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. By others to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. To Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. And by still others to the three sons of Korah, to the Bnei Korah. Not so the wicked, you hear from Psalm 1. That is Korah and his company. Korah, their father and his company. Therefore the wicked shall not stand in the judgment. That is, Korah, their father and his company shall not stand. For Yahweh Jehovah, he who be HaKadosh, Baruchu, Baruch Hashem, knoweth the way of the Tzadikim, the righteous ones, who are the Bnei Korah, the sons of Korah, the way of the wicked, of the ratchet, the Rishaim, the ratchet ones shall perish. Korah, their father, and his company shall perish. Thus, therefore, hear today's Psalm 46. Therefore, the Bnei Korah, the sons of Korah, said, ye, you're righteous, fear not the terror of the day of judgment. For y'all will not be taken with Harasha, with the ratchet, the Rishaim, even as we, as I and I, were not taken with them. Hence, here it is said, even in today's Psalm, Mizmor Mem Wow, Mivav Mem Wow, Psalm 46, Hebraically at the third verse, therefore will we not fear, will we not dread, though the earth be removed. Alken lo nirah behamir aret. Therefore will I not fear, not dread. Alken. Therefore alken lo nirah. Lo not nirah. Be in dread and terror. Lo nirah behamir aret. Though she do change, though the earth be removed. And also it is said, even in Yishayahu, Esaias, Isaiah chapter 54, verse 10, for the mountains may depart, and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, from the eye, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith Yahweh, he who be, we be, that hath mercy on thee. Ki heharim yamushu, vehagibaota te mutena, vehasidiya meya itek loa yamush.
Uvrita shlomi lo tamut. Amar mi rachmech Yahuwah. For the mountains may depart, ki he harim yamushu, and the hills be removed, v'hagibaota te muteina. But my kindness, v'chasidi, shall not depart from thee, v'chasidi yameya itek, speaking to she, v'chasidi yameya itek loa yamush. Neither shall my covenant of peace be removed. Ubrita shlomi lo tamut, saith Yahuwah, he who be, who ye be, who hath compassion on thee. Amar mirachmek Yahuwah, ki heharim yamush, v'hagibaota timutena, v'chasidiya meyitek lo yamush, uvrita shlomi lo tamut, amara merachmech Yahuwah.
Yeah.